I'm going to take a text from Proverbs chapter 11 by way of invitation this evening. The verse that we'll begin with is verse 3. Proverbs chapter 11, read verses 3 through 6. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be taken by their own lust. Now, with regard to application in this passage, we find time and time again individuals who, because they lack integrity, because they are unrighteous and wicked in their behavior, they suffer a fall in the life that they live. Now, one of the ways to illustrate that is the recent harassment revelations that have been coming right and left nationally with regard to famous and influential people. And there was one individual, a senator, I believe it was, that I was listening an interview about. And the idea here, in his case, it wasn't sexual harassment, it was just harassment of his employees. For years and years and years, because of his power and because of his position, he was just absolutely horrible to the people who were working for them. But none of them would say anything or could say anything because they would lose their job as a result of that. And yet now he's suffering because finally there was a change in the tenor of the day, and now it's something that can be done, and he's going to have to pay the price for it. But we do want to note that not every unrighteous individual who is lacking integrity will suffer the consequences of his wickedness while he's here on this earth. It happens quite often, but it doesn't always. But there will be a day when all accounts are settled. And so this truth that the wickedness will fall by his wickedness, but the righteousness of the upright will keep him, indicates how important it is for us to act with integrity, to be righteous in our behavior, our dealings with one another. But certainly that righteousness as defined by God is in accord with His will, and our standing with Him is dependent upon our living lives of integrity and righteousness. So ultimately, we will be better off if we live our lives with integrity, not only because it will help us here as we live on this earth, but it most importantly will stand us in good stead in the sight of God in eternity. Now we're going to offer an invitation at this time. When we talk about a lack of integrity and a lack of righteousness, the problem is sin. And if there is sin that is present in your life that you need to take care of, there are things that you can do to handle it, and it may be that those things can be done privately. But we are here for the purpose of assisting you if you have that need. We offer the invitation for that purpose. So if you need encouragement, you need our prayers, you need to make a public confession of sin, or if you're not a child of God as of yet and desirous to become one, you want to express your faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and be baptized to have your sins washed away, well, based upon your faith and your penitence, you can do that and become a child of His. So the invitation is extended to all who are here. If there is anyone who is here who has a need, we ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.